The children would like to come forward for children's moments, please.
Good morning, guys. Are you aware of the new tradition for children's moment? No? You're not smiling. That's a forced smile if I've ever seen one. Does she not want to be up here? What do you think, Nicole? Is that your big sister? And that's your friend? Do you call Kitty your friend? Kind of. What is a friend? What would you call a friend? A person that's kind of about to be in your family? I think that's pretty good. Katie, how about you? A person that you are friends with. Wow. Are you going to law school? That's a circular definition that you have to pay $200 an hour to really find out what it means. A person that you're a friend with is a friend. Nicole, how about you? What is a friend? Oh, someone who trusts you and never lies to you. Wow, that is big. Both of you guys had big ones. Now, what's the opposite of a friend? An enemy. A frenemy. Oh, a frenemy. What's a frenemy? Wow. Do you think that can be? You don't know? I don't know either. Can you be a friend and an enemy at the same time? Yes? Oh, okay. You do. What does God expect you to do if you have somebody that isn't a friend and just did something wrong to you and you don't like it? What does God call you to do? To push them away and make them an enemy and be mad at them? Make them be your frenemy. Make them be your friend. He wants you to do what? What's the answer to so many things when we come up here and talk? What's the best way to solve problems if you just can't figure out what to do?
Ask for help.
Exactly. From whom? You're right. Ask for help from. Exactly. How'd you get that? You ask God for help. He sent his son so that he could lead away by example, so that we could see how he dealt with different issues in his life, so that we can learn how to deal with all the different people in our lives. So with that, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come together this morning in our children's moment and share both the innocence and the wisdom from their perspective that can help all of us as we deal with all those around us in this world. Guide us, direct us, and be with each and every one of us. In your name we pray. Amen. And it's Loud Sunday, guys, which means what? Walk around with your can and collect any loose change that we use to buy supplies for those that are in need.
Let it shine.
hiding under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hiding under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hiding under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen. Thank you, guys.